Molly and Pim and the Millions of Stars, written by Martine Murray. When Molly woke up, she could tell it was one of those days. She sniffed to make sure. Then she sat up straight and called out in her most thunderous voice, "Hey, I'm awake!" Just as she suspected, there was no answer. The house hardly creaked. The gentleman didn't even crow. On a day like this, when the morning was making white, shimmery patterns on her wall and the birds singing were sun-drenched and giddy, her mama would already be gone into the woods. Molly was the only girl whose mama went into the woods, and Molly didn't like it. She turned over in her bed and thought, "I just won't get up at all. Today is a prickly day." A day arrives with a certain feeling about it, and this one was a brimming and giving forth day, a day when the wild herbs would be just right for collecting. The vibration in them was the best at dawn. Molly didn't like to think about plants vibrating or emitting or sensing, as this was all part of the strangeness of things, and she objected strongly to strangeness and tried to pretend it wasn't there. Yet something had woken her. Something had let her know today had arrived with its own prickly plans. She suspected it was vibrations. Terrible, secret, mysterious, and uninvited vibrations. Molly blocked her ears with her hands and imagined that her mama was just like Ellen's mother, who drove a nice clean car and gave Ellen muesli bars in plastic wrappers and let her watch whatever she liked on television. Molly flexed her toes to let them know she would soon be depending on them. Everything was bound to be in a contrary way this morning. Even her toes might misbehave. At least, she comforted herself, at least while her mama was gone, she could eat crumpets from the packet with blackberry jam. Molly liked things that came in packets. Packets were what Ellen's mother had. At this happy thought, Molly sat up again and called to Claudine the cat. But Claudine didn't come. Claudine never came when she was called. Molly got up and found her curled up like a croissant on the piano. Claudine was fat and black and glossy with white paws, one of which she glamorously extended beyond her nose. She glanced at Molly and appeared to be thinking lofty, superior thoughts about Molly in her mismatched pajamas, spotty on top and stripy on the bottom. Molly's mother would say, "Claudine thinks we are slobs." Claudine was not French, but it was as if she thought she was. It was as if she should have been fed tarte aux pommes, which is French for apple tart, all day long. "Well," said Molly, climbing onto the stool so she could stroke Claudine's nice fat tummy. "No one really loves you, Claudine, anyway. We just tolerate you." Then she spelled out the word, T-O-L-E-R-A-T-E, as if this might help Claudine understand. But Claudine, as usual, didn't care about words or love. She only raised her head to look around the room for sunny spots, and then, finding none better than where she was, she closed her eyes again. Molly spread butter and blackberry jam onto two crumpets and squished the jam into the holes so she could put even more on top. Balancing the plate on her hand above her head, she danced an Egyptian dance of the seven veils at Claudine. Claudine ignored the dancing, so Molly put down her plate and picked up her ukulele and sang Drunken Sailor very loudly until Claudine stood up, arched her tail stiffly, and slinked out into the kitchen. Molly went back to bed with her crumpets and ate them by herself. Once they were gone, she let herself feel sorry for Claudine.